With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.
BRP! BRP!
Around 40 activists, health advocates, and bus riders rallied in central Fresno today, urging the Fresno City Council to support an improved bus system. Bus rapid transit would reduce travel time on major corridors like Blackstone Avenue by having fewer stops, pre-boarding fare collection, and priority traffic signals. $50 million in federal and state funding has already been allocated, which will pay for construction in the first 3 years of operation. Sophia DeWitt with Fresno Interdenominational Refugee Ministries says Fresno's current bus system is inefficient.
It would take me an hour and a half to get from my home at West and Shaw to my office at Firm on Fresno Street, just south of Clinton. By car, the trip is 10 minutes.
Fresno City Council member Oliver Bain supports the project.
What I'm asking my colleagues to do is recognize what's happening. Recognize that now is the time to make the wise investment in this infrastructure and bus rapid transit and capitalize on the momentum that we have right now.
Opponents of the project question whether it will attract riders and worry it could harm conventional fax service. Baines disagrees.
I have not heard a single intelligible argument as to why we should not make this investment along this corridor and encourage the type of development that encourages better quality of life for people.
The council is expected to vote on the issue in the coming weeks. This is Valley Public Radio News.